All right. Well, I want to thank you for spending a few moments here with myself and the listeners of Green Arrow Radio.
And Nice one.
I'd love to welcome you to New England, as you have dates here on the Cape Cod, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, coming up very soon, starting July the 20th.
That's right.
Looking forward. Now, what is a Pateau Bon Ton live show in 2007 like?
Well, for me, personally, I think it's a very positive vibration.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show where you can guarantee that the crowd will be definitely a part of it. It's not just like me performing to the crowd. It's the crowd and me coming together and having an experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high-energy show. I have a really awesome band called the Mystic Roots Band. You know, you can guarantee that it's going to be high-energy, good vibes. People will really love it.
Yeah.
Really love it. It's an intelligent show. The message is intelligent. The lyrics the vibe is spiritual also. So, you know, there's something there for everybody, and there's also always a sense of humor.
Yes, indeed. And I just want to make sure that the younger folks do get on out there, then not to be afraid if they aren't quite sure of who you are, but that the message will be clear once they take a look and listen.
Oh, definitely.
That you are definitely. You are the real deal. It is an intelligently written show. The lyrical content is hip to what's going on in the world.
Yep, definitely. You know, I've been touring for a long time, and I really feel at the peak of my career right now as far as a live performer. I feel just totally energized and ready for this. So tell people, come out, they won't be disappointed. Whether they know my music or not, I guarantee they'll be singing along.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is one of the best things that I recall taking back from seeing you before is coming away with a big smile, but feeling like I was just a plant starting to grow from the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And So I do want to encourage the younger crowd to get on out there and feel the vibrations. And now, speaking of, let's talk a little bit about the newest release back in January of this year, Positive Vibrations. They're not new songs on there, correct?
Only the first track is new.
Got it. And the rest are remixes?
We're not even remixed, really. Replayed from scratch.
Oh.
With the Mystic Roots Band. You know, we went on tour, got a vibe of what everybody wanted to hear. You know, the audience would always scream for the tracks they wanted to hear. And basically from that experience, I was like, okay, wouldn't it be great if I could put all of those tracks onto one album? And rather than just making a new compilation, you know, I just decided to just take the band into the studio, play the tracks live, and put a few new spins on the tracks. And it came out awesome. Really, really happy with it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also in the studio right now as we're speaking, working on a new album, which should be finished by the end of this year.
Oh, really?
So next year people can expect to hear some fresh patter bands and stuff again.
Fresh. And now, is this with the same band in studio?
Partially with the band. I'm playing a lot of the stuff myself this time.
Okay.
Also, my engineer is a very talented musician. So we've kind of just locked ourselves away from everything and everyone and really just been getting creative and just playing the instruments ourselves.
Yeah.
But I am going to bring the band in, you know, just to take it to the next level as soon as we've got all the ideas down.
Now, is this engineer, is that Spears?
No, not this time. Spears is currently working in the UK. I'm working with an engineer by the name of Josh.
Okay.
At Reef Recording Studios in California.
In California. Wonderful. All right. Well, I look forward to that. I'm barely tasting the new one enough, but I look forward to all new stuff. Oh, I'm excited. Any collaborations with other artists planned?
There are. I can't really mention them yet until we get confirmation.
Gotcha.
But there's some pretty nice things on the table at the moment.
All right. Something else to look forward to, a little surprise.
Yeah. I will let you know one. I just went over to the East Coast and met Mattis Yahoo.
Okay.
And which was very interesting. You know, he was at a rehearsal with his family getting ready for his tour. And it was kind of funny because, you know, I was really excited to meet him. And when I got to meet him, he was like, wow, I can't believe I'm meeting Pat O'Banton. You know, it was just funny, and I gave him my number, and he goes, hey, all my friends are going to be jealous now I've got your number in my phone. It was just like, it was just hilarious.
Always, yeah.
Really, really, really nice guy, though. Really, really nice guy.
Yeah, I had the chance to speak with him almost a year ago now, when he was coming around town. We made sure to bump heads, and yeah, he was a very nice guy. He took the time. Yeah. He had a terrible cold, but yet still took the time to take the call and give a quickie. You know, I appreciate that.
Yeah, very humble guy. I like him a lot.
All right. Well, that will certainly be a nice collaboration there.
Uh-huh.
Since you have been a part of reggae music, you've seen it evolve from, rock steady, into dance hall, into the roots reggae. You know, and as a young guy, a young black guy growing up in England, you know, how did this music come to be the beat within your own heart?
I think as a young black kid growing up in England, listening to all the British influences, all the American influences, I was kind of looking for my identity, and I wanted to know, you know, where I came from, how I ended up in the UK. So my first point of call was really looking back to Jamaica, where my parents came from. And it was while listening to the music from Jamaica where I learned about my African ancestry, where I learned about, you know, spirituality
right.
through the music. So, you know, it just became a natural thing for me to just really, you know, embrace the music and the culture and make it my own. And also my stepfather was a DJ.
Yeah.
So he would get all the latest imports from the Caribbean. So we was always ahead of the game.
That's nice, isn't it?
Very nice.
Yes.
And I used to, at first I just used to help him carry equipment, then I'd help, you know, put it together, string it up, make all the connections. Eventually, I started spinning records, and then one day my friend said to me, come on, man, let's go on the microphone. And I was like, okay. And we went on the mic, and people loved it. And I was like, wow, you know, is it possible that I could actually do this myself? And, you know, it was a very hard job, because in the UK, I guess as a young British reggae artist, it was very hard for British people to accept reggae that was not from Jamaica. But there were so many of us in the UK rising up that it had to get recognized, and I've never looked back since.
No, thankfully you just nose to the grindstone and forward ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I encourage folks to take the time to go back to through their albums, because they have your albums. Go back mm-hmm. in there and start re-listening. Get ready for the show. And especially with the new band and a new sound and a new twist on some of those old favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So right away when you got on that mic, were you able to kind of, you know, you're pretty good with making it up as you go along. was that something that came out naturally the first time? Nerves kind of shook off pretty quick?
Yeah, it felt very natural for me. There was no nerves. There was no nerves at all. And if there was, you know, and as there still is sometimes, as soon as I hold the mic or put my foot on the stage, all nerves have gone.
Yeah, home.
Yeah.
That's just fantastic.
So it felt natural, and, you know, it wasn't really something I set out that, wow, this is going to be a career, this is going to be everything. It was just something that bit by bit just became the way I lived. I just became a writer, just ended up going to clubs and performances, ended up getting a band, and it just constantly just evolved.
I just love the way your life story can be told, because it's a happy story.
Mm-hmm.
And you share that happiness every time you step on the stage, and that's a wonderful gift to be able to give back.
Nice one.
You know, I don't want to take up any more of your time, but if we wanted to send people to your website or places to bump into information about you, what might be the best places they could go to?
There's two places, really. They can go to myspace.com/PatOBanton, or they can just go to my personal website, PatOBanton.com.
Fantastic. One last question. If I gave you a pencil and paper today, what might your message to the president be here?
Bring everybody home.
Amen.
And let's focus all of the resources on more substantial projects. You know, regardless of what has happened in the East or what triggered it, it's a big mess right now, and it probably would start mending better without the presence of soldiers from America there. There must be other ways that America can support the reconstruction of Iraq without being there with guns.
Yeah.
You know, there's problems in Africa. You know, there's problems in Asia. There's problems right here in America that need addressing. You know, there's so many homeless people, so many children, you know, in care, so many sick people. You know, the medical system needs to be changed. The educational system needs to be changed. My message to the president is refocus your energies.
Amen to that. And when folks go check you out live, they will be able to take that energy that they may be feeling that isn't quite so positive and turn it all right around. And I thank you for that.
One love.
One love. Peace to you.